soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on January 3rd, 2012. And I have a lot of things to share today from the scriptures regarding our day, the day we live in. And to me, all that matters is what the Lord says. The Lord's not a liar. He tells it like it is. He tells the truth before it ever happens. From the beginning, the Lord is telling this how things will end. And this is why we need to love the Lord, who loved us first, who, because he so loved us, he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. And the tragedy is that though God provided his own Son, I was reading in Titus that the mercy of God has appeared and the love of God has appeared in his Son, Jesus Christ. And men have rejected the Lord over and over and over. And even the church world, the church institutional religion of Christianity has turned the faith of Jesus, the dying on a cross and being buried for 3 days according to Scripture, and being raised by the Spirit of God, and being seen by over 500 people, turning this faith, the power of God that leads unto salvation, turning this into a business, a racket, a social club, a place of abomination. And today, you know, if you want to be part of a religious club, then do what you want to do. That's your, you can do whatever you want. But the Lord calls. That's the indictment right now, that the Lord says that he called and none did hear. He spoke and none would listen. And this has been told to us in the prophet Isaiah. The Lord has called. Are you listening? Are you listening? Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And God, as I said earlier, is not a liar. But if you're not going to follow the Lord, you'll believe lies. God will turn you over to believe lies if you refuse to serve the Lord in sincerity and truth and receive the love of God that's in Jesus Christ. I was reading through Titus, and I'm absolutely so struck by the call to sound doctrine, to the truthful doctrine that's in the scriptures. Like Apostle Paul was commended to preach the gospel. Apostle Paul was saying that the word of God was appointed to be made known through preaching, which the word preaching is proclamation, to proclaim, to herald, to declare. You know, we're not speaking like Pharisees, like religious quacks. This is the word of the Lord, what God is speaking, and he's using his sons and daughters, his servants, that know him, that have been purchased by him through the blood of Jesus Christ, and they've laid down their life. They are not handling the word of God deceitfully for money, for filthy lucre. And this is the theme of Apostle Paul that met Jesus Christ. He thought he was serving God, ladies and gentlemen, by killing Christians, persecuting the early faithful believers of Jesus in the first century, and Jesus Christ called him. And God the Father revealed Jesus Christ in Apostle Paul. And Paul was so humbled by that and said he's not even worthy to be called a servant of the Lord. But for the purposes of God, and there's people out there right now that you're in the religious world and God's calling you. He's tapping you on the shoulder. He's knocking at the doors, as it says in the scripture. And if any man will hear his voice and open to him, Jesus will come in and sup with you and you with him. It's a personal thing. But the Lord is asking, what do you want? Do you want Jesus? Do you want life? Do you want truth? Or are you looking for a good time? Are you looking for to pamper the flesh? The flesh is a nature, ladies and gentlemen. The flesh, the sins of the flesh are outlined in Galatians. The flesh is completely different nature than the nature of the Spirit that's in Jesus Christ. What do you want? God calls you out of the world. There are people today that have faith in Jesus Christ that have come out of the world. They're not of the world. They're not seeking the world. They're seeking the Lord. They're seeking the kingdom that is to come. I just so thank the Word of God, the Lord, for writing these things. And he's talking about spiritual leaders, a bishop, an overseer, must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. You know, it's amazing. There's a lot of people I've even personally known that are religious personalities on radio and internet that don't even fit that. Not at all. They're not blameless. They're not stewards of God. And they're certainly not come to the place where they're denied the self. It's all about them. It's all about the self. And this is what we need to do is on a daily basis, pick up our cross, come to Jesus, pick up our cross daily, deny ourselves, and follow the Lord. If we don't do that, we are not worthy of him. Not angry, not given to wine, not a, you know, wino, smashed. But there's people that are absolutely intoxicated on the things of this world, and drugs, and every kind of sin of debauchery. But this is what a true leader is called to be, a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. That's the point of my message today, is I want you to see how in the scripture this is the call. And so many today are resisting reproof and instruction and correction. They are putting lies as if they were true. They are putting bitter as if it was sweet. They are putting unholy as if it was holy. Completely what Isaiah chapter 5 deals with this. Nothing's new under the sun. Today, I'm sounding the alarm. I'm sounding the alarm about the heresy, the apostasy, the literal rejection of Jesus Christ, who is the chief cornerstone. And there are builders today that are building other things, that are removing the cornerstone, which is Jesus, and building upon their own creation. And they've replaced the Lord, and they're replacing even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ with their own words, or the words that are popular in the spirit of this age. This is why you need to study the scripture, so you can discern this, so you can have your senses exercised to know good and evil. You need to know the difference through the Lord. So it's the apostasy. Many are going to depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And as the Lord said, as there were false prophets before, there's even false teachers that'll deny the Lord and make merchandise of the people. This is big business. A lot is at stake. And this is why they actually murder and harm people for exposing this. But nevertheless, in the same spirit of Apostle Paul, that he would rise up and call the people to turn from false doctrines and false speeches and deceitful teachings. He says here, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers. This is Titus 1:10. Especially they of the circumcision. That was something very common in that time about the Jews that were trying to bring people back under the law of Moses into bondage. But he's telling us here, Apostle Paul, hold fast the faithful word, as you've been taught, that you might by sound doctrine exhort and convince the opposition. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers. You know what a vain talker is? It's just a blah, blah, blah. Nothing to say. No power, no life, no truth. That's not acceptable to me. Is it acceptable to you? I pray not. Verse 11, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses. You know what that means? Turns it upside down. Teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. What's driving them? Mammon. They're mammon driven, filthy lucre. It's all about the buck. And right now, the Lord is telling me, that they are making franchises in the religious world. They're making a name. They're making a style, a taste. It's like a certain type of hamburger that people lust for and are driven for. And they seek out. They're packaging it, a religion. And they're rejecting Jesus. And this is on a huge, huge scale. And I know, and I'm releasing this word right now, based on the scripture of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, that judgment must begin in the house of God. And then it will take place for the wicked and the world. But I'm telling you that King Jesus Christ is examining this, and he's bringing reproof and rebuke to those that are preaching, using the word of God deceitfully for filthy lucre, and are not making disciples of Jesus Christ, have made no difference between the holy and the profane, that are making no difference between the house of God and the world. And the Lord rebukes you. You're nothing but a franchise of religion. You're building something else other than what God has called you to build. And you must realize that Jesus Christ is a stone of stumbling, and he is a rock of offense for those that are disobedient. But blessed are you if you will not be offended by Jesus. Looking at Ezekiel chapter 44, this is very important. It shows the paradox that's in the religious world that was going on with Ezekiel's day. It's gone on throughout the history. You have religious hirelings that are paid religious pros, they're marketing directors. They make the form of religion an atmosphere that people will follow after and pay for. But they actually hired out uncircumcised in heart. Now this is what Ezekiel's saying in the Old Covenant. God was always looking for people that would be circumcised in their heart and in their ears, that they could hear the Lord and love the Lord and remove the flesh. Because the flesh has no good thing. It's unprofitable. We must crucify the flesh and its lusts and its passions and walk with God in newness of life through the power of the Holy Spirit. Ezekiel 44:24. The Lord said, "And in controversy, they shall stand in judgment, and they shall judge it according to my judgments, and they shall keep my laws and my statutes and all my assemblies, and they shall hallow my Sabbaths." The Lord is talking about a priesthood of Zadok, which meant righteous. Verse 23, "They shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean." And this is what I want you to see this day. That God is calling for reproof and rebuke and correction and instruction, that the people would make a choice to stand in sound truth, sound doctrine, and forsake these wicked teachers, unruly, vain talkers, and deceivers, as Paul said in Titus 1:10. He says, "Don't give heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." He's talking about religious people there. I'm telling you, this year in 2012, God is going to use his voices. He's going to use his servants to bring correction. And their word will be as a fire. It'll burn the chaff of the wicked people that are dry stubble. And their word will be as a hammer that'll break in pieces that which resisteth the Lord. Titus 2, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." Just an amazing chapter. I really encourage you to read this book, Titus. "The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." That's Titus 2:11. Verse 13, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ." Are you looking for Jesus? This is what's amazing about the religious world today. They don't even talk about the second coming. They barely talk about Jesus. It's just, Jesus is just used as a prop. He's certainly not there manifesting in his presence. Verse verse 14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So the Lord's looking for a peculiar people, a distinct, different, holy people. They are not just like the world. And this whole movement that was seeker-friendly, seeker-sensitive, was a mockery of the Word of God. They never sought to make disciples of Jesus. They wanted people in the flesh sinning, so people would seek to appease their conscience on an emotional level. That's why everything's based on emotion, not spirit reality. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. How about that? Well, I'm certainly aware that as I go forth in the name of Jesus, by the grace of God in these coming days, I will be despised, and I will be hindered, resisted, and opposed. But so have all the other servants of the Lord gone through this in like manner.